This is Bad Attitudes.
Hello, friends and strangers, and welcome to another episode of Bad Attitudes, an uninspiring podcast about disability. I'm your host, Laura. I guarantee that, most assuredly, bird is not the word. This week's supporter shout-out goes to Ruki Saavedra. Thank you for your support. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, be sure to check out the Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/badattitudespod. You can subscribe to one of 7 membership tiers for special perks like bonus episodes and the opportunity to guest on an episode. Tiers start at just $2 per month, and your support helps keep the pod running. If subscribing isn't for you, you can also make one-time donations through Ko-fi, and each donation will be shouted out in a future episode. But there is no pressure to subscribe or donate. Sharing and interacting with the podcast is incredibly helpful. The best way to grow the podcast and our community is through word of mouth. So if you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. Leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform also really helps me out. For questions, comments, or ideas, email badattitudespod@gmail.com or reach out through social media. Follow at Bad Attitudes Pod on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now TikTok. As always, I want to remind you that disability is not a monolith. My experience as a disabled person is going to be different from the experiences of other disabled people. I am one voice for the disabled community, but I am not the only voice. As a former college English major, I think about words a lot. As someone who reads between 80 and 100 books a year, I think about words a lot. And as someone with a disability, I think about the words used to discuss disability a lot. If you've been around since the beginning, you might remember a couple of early episodes I did about the language surrounding disability. I talked about euphemisms like physically challenged and special needs, as well as slurs like crippled or the R-word. Suffice it to say, I wasn't pleased with any of those options. Dislike of these words are related specifically to me and my own situation, and may or may not apply universally. Whereas the distaste of the aforementioned euphemisms and slurs do tend to apply universally. One such word is disease. I've explained before that I have osteogenesis imperfecta, which is commonly known as brittle bone disease. On the surface, this is a pretty decent descriptor because it's accurate. My bones are brittle. They can break quite easily. But the word disease rubs me the wrong way. Now, if we're being technical, its usage is not incorrect. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the definition of the word includes, quote, a condition in which the function and often also the structure of the body or part of the body is disturbed or impaired. Therefore, describing OI as brittle bone disease is technically correct. I still don't like it. In everyday speech, disease has taken on a much simpler definition. We typically associate it with contracted illnesses or something like cancer. For lack of a better description, disease has an icky connotation. I don't consider my OI a disease. The way I've described having a disability has changed a lot over the years. I used to say I was born disabled. I did an episode on why I no longer think that's accurate. I've said I have a genetic disability. I don't think that's particularly accurate either. I've never said I have a disease unless I specifically say brittle bone disease. Most recently, I've taken to saying that I have a genetic condition, which I find more appropriate. OI is a condition that affects a particular gene, resulting in brittle bones. Condition doesn't carry the same connotation as disease. Most people don't think they'll catch a condition. Condition isn't correlated with sickness. My OI isn't a sickness, but by calling it a disease, that is the message conveyed. I don't like that. It doesn't feel good to me. Another word I realized I've come to strongly dislike is defect, especially when it's used as birth defect. When I was about 12, I was at a Walmart with my family. My mom and I were checking out, and the cashier looked at me and said cheerily, "What happened to you?" I am a wheelchair user, and at the time, I was still recovering from my spinal fusion surgery, so under my clothes, I was wearing a large, bulky back brace. It's also possible that I had a cast on one of my legs, but I don't know if that's true or I'm mixing it up with another injury recuperation period. Both are equally plausible. I was not a very confrontational kid. I was, in fact, pretty shy. And this person's comment took me aback, like, a lot. I didn't reply, I just stared in shock. My mom quietly said, "It's a birth defect," and we left. As we left, my mom told me I needed to respond when people said things like that, but I don't know exactly what I was supposed to say. If it happened now, I would say nothing with a straight face and wait for them to work out whether I was kidding or not. But at 12, I hadn't yet learned how to advocate for myself in these kind of situations. I hadn't honed the art of subtle verbal evisceration. Again, birth defect is correct, strictly speaking. It is a condition that is present at birth regardless of its cause. So yeah, technically, OI is a birth defect. Defect is such a harsh way to refer to someone with a disability. When do we use words like defect or defective? When something is broken or unusable. That shouldn't be how we describe people. I can't really blame my mom for saying what she said at the time. She probably wanted to get out of there as badly as I did. It was an awkward situation all around. Do I wish she had said something different, like, "That's really none of your business"? Sure, but hindsight is 20/20. At the time, I just wanted out of the situation. To be honest, it didn't occur to me at the time that it wasn't this person's business. I grew up just expecting people to want to know about my situation and feeling at least semi-obligated to tell them about it, even if I didn't feel like it. Not for any particular reason, but just because society taught me that was expected. How we talk about our disabilities is up to us. The person affected is the person who dictates the language used. Just because it's the conventional language used doesn't make it acceptable. The same is true even if it's technically correct. While we're at it, I just want to emphasize how quickly language can change. I recently finished reading a book, The Witching Tide, in which the main character is nonverbal due to some issue with her throat. The why is never clarified. It struck me as interesting that, when I was a child, dumb was still in common usage to define someone who didn't speak. As I got older and moved into adolescence, mute was the common terminology. Now we use nonverbal. This evolution took place within my lifetime. This is true of other labels as well. Crippled to handicapped to disabled, for example. Language moves quickly. If we're lucky, the language we're uncomfortable with today will be different tomorrow. I'm curious to know if any of the language applied to your disability doesn't sit right with you, even if it's technically correct and unoffensive. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one.